It's Friday, the 2nd of January, 2015, 10 a.m. Beautiful, bright blue skies and the sun shining through the trees. But it's cold and it's very gusty. But it's also dry. Yesterday, well, I think New Year's Day here in Scotland will be remembered as being the driest New Year's Day in many a year. It was that bad. It was abysmal. And then the winds got stronger and stronger as the evening went on and battering through the night. But then the sky is clear. It's just, we got up at 9 and there was some sunshine coming in through my back window, our study window. The sky's just cleared bit by bit, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's going to stay that way. Very cold, strong, gusty wind. 2nd of January. The end, as it were, of the New Year celebrations. It's still celebrated here in Scotland because it's a bank holiday. So it's still classed as part of the Hogmanay New Year celebrations. But it's a wee bit like Boxing Day where people start to unwind and relax and enjoy the festivities. Well, today it's more about winding down everything and getting over the whole period of Christmas New Year. So we had a bit of a long lie till 9 o'clock this morning. And the plan is to drive to St. Andrews. That's what we're going to do yesterday. So traditionally, that's what we've been doing for a few years, or New Year's Day, but no way we're going yesterday. So it'll be a double check on the weather forecast and make sure that if we're going, that it's going to be at least half decent. Wow, that's wild. And that's at ground level. What, the trees, the top of the Lelandy and the Wisleyi are bending almost, well, not double, but they're certainly bending well over. And yet, wee blue tits are scurrying about through the trees. And how do those wee birdies even deal with winds gusting like that? You know, they do, but it's incredible to watch them. Tiny wee things that should be blown miles in the strongest gust, and yet they're able to battle their way through. I suppose they're actually having to battle their way through life every day in some form. Just as we have to. Some days are not a battle. Some days we cruise through life, and then other days are not so cruisable. I kind of tortured myself a bit in the shower this morning. Conversation yesterday with my wife over some family matter, and kind of sat in my head a lot for the evening, and it was right back in my head in the shower this morning. And I wouldn't say I tortured myself over it, I just tried to deal with it instead of hiding away. You know what you do, you know, you get an issue, a problem, and oh, blank it off, think of something else, go on. You know, make something positive, don't deal with that, don't go there. But this morning I did go there, and I ended up, well, Let's just say it's something that will be in my mind on and off throughout today and possibly the rest of the week. Well, when I leave Saturday. No, it's something that's going to be there until it's resolved. But I did allow my mind to ponder all the ins and outs of things. It's great, isn't it, really, when you think about it. You can have a physical injury and you deal with it. You go to the doctor, you go to the pharmacy, you go into your own wee medicine cabinet and put a plaster on it. You take a couple of painkillers or you rub ointment in the wound. But when it's a mental injury, if you like, what medicine cabinet could you have? I think we would need the Harry Potter potion. I have two cock blackbirds in front of me, scurrying about. One seems to be chasing the other, but Miz is not about, not that I can see. No doubt she'll chase the two of them, unless the chasing cock is looking to make his way into her abode. My hands are cold now.